I disintegrate my thoughts from yours. You can feel me coming out of every one of your pores, reintegrating where I'm understood and adored.
We've been arguing that the power of sensuous thought is such a gift our prophet prince, by the way, models par excellence, is such that it can get thought frozen in infancy unstuck. Prince knows this and shows us consciously. Exactly when the global statesman began targeting Prince for it, I'm not certain, but certainly by the release of Sexuality in 1981. And I don't know if you've noticed in the song, Ain't About to Stop, when he talks about looking to be proud, but what does he find? Dirty projects. And that's putting it mildly, the dirtiest of projects ever, right? These are phenomenal times we are in, these transition times to freedom. Mad historic, if we're going to use that concept. Anyway, and of course, 1999, when he begins with that voice, trying to reassure these power folk. So there's a lot of, he leaves a lot of evidence that this began very early, and I believe at least by the release of the song Sexuality in 1981, the torture of Prince had begun. His reaction to it is unmistakable to one who was in that same position. These are quotes from that song. I'm okay as long as you are here with me. Stand up, organize. We need a new breed. Leaders, stand up, organize. We live in a world overrun by tourists. Half of the staff of their brains on vacation. Come on, everybody. Yeah, this is your life. Let your body be free. I mean, he's strong, unequivocal, stayed that way for the next 35 years, being tortured the whole time. Prince and I learned the hard way that states don't want our bodies to be free. And as I said earlier, take note, Kurds in Iraq and Catalans in Catalonia, winning independence, pivotal step as that is in this moment, will only be pivotal if we use that energy to take us to our freedom referendums. Your body has to be free.
Ooh, hear me, feel me. Ooh, hear me, feel me. Come on.
I can give you power. I can take it away.
And as we learned from Kropotkin with that testimony from someone right there on hand during the Paris Commune. As soon as we relinquish our power to leaders, to delegates, to representatives, the excitement just goes right out of that balloon. I mean, the air slowly, slowly escapes and people go back to same old, same old. Freedom is a different animal, despite the fact that we're born that way. It's going to take some global work to have the backs of each one who around the world starts taking the lead on this. And separation from a bully state is definitely taking the lead. Let's step up. We don't want them to outshine us in this matter of having what's the right way of putting it? Having the get up, stand up to look beyond power to what we are supposed to be, which is our bodies free. So Prince and I learned But they don't want us to own our own bodies, our bodies to be free, or our brains operating at full capacity. One leads to the other, is what we're going to be discussing. For that would mean our possession of justice or reverence. That would mean we know to whom we are in debt for our gifts, who we owe for our existence. And as we express this authentic power, we are shown that the U.S. state is fascist, for it has long since required our obedience or subjection, which is necessarily a separation from the infinite, from eternity, the one. Quote from One Song Monologue: in man's decision to further separate from God, this recreation of himself leaves him in a dysfunctional state of confusion. The mind becomes a burial ground for dead waste. Isolated from the wholeness of God, earth, and his fellow brothers and sisters, this man seeks solace in activities he thinks will stimulate his mind. He then begins downloading into his brain a series of man-made creations designed to destroy him. All man-made creations originate from one of two sources: the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. One of these trees contains deadly fruit. The other, fruit of everlasting life. The one who disregards this fact recreates himself and his kind into extinction. In ignorance or simply lack of respect for God, many use words that confuse the minds of humans and turn them into projections of their own illusions. Because of this fact, many people grow up and blindly assume their preselected role under a dictatorship without even being aware of it. When asked what they're doing here on earth, most will answer with statements that don't reflect their natural God-given desires. This creates a pyramid-like structure with the dictator on top and each level under it knowing less and less. Upon reaching the bottom level, which is where the majority is, you will find chaos, disorder, and illusion, with ill as its prefix. Illusion is a state of insanity. And that's unquote from Prince, speaking in his One Song Monologue from 1999. The year, not the song.
Data breach. My level is now what you must learn to rise above. Talk to D'Angelo, or better yet, Questlove. It might take y'all some time, but you will learn to see. Truth and get free.
MPG, new power, Chuck. Generation, free nation, check it,
undisputed,
come one, come all, to the down low ball, there's no curfew to hurt you, no substitutions, school's now in session, put down the Smith & Wesson's, real renegades only like grenades to make the grade, this is a brain raid, who rise above the lies, raise above the days, new ways disguising the trades, got your back, guess that status, they be throwing the baddest. Back against the wall again. High trees catching a lot of wind. Oh! Last band standing. Got an act for overstanding. The corner planning. Look up in the sky. No cable wire. Whoa! God bless the child.